Hi, my name's Jade, and thanks for joining me on It's a Mind Game. I thought a really good place to start would be to take you through my 6-year experience with hypothalamic amenorrhea and how I was able to naturally recover my period, naturally fall pregnant, and have my beautiful baby girl, Cosima. If you do happen to hear a little cry in the background or anything like that, she's currently sitting right beside me having a nap, but I'm not sure when she's going to wake up, so just be mindful of that. So as I was saying, my HA did last for 6 years, and it was initially triggered by a comp prep for a bodybuilding competition. So a lot of people listening to this either might know someone who's lost their period from competing, or perhaps you are the person who's lost your period from competing. Unfortunately, the low body weight and loss of period sort of goes hand in hand. For me, the first 12 weeks weren't anything crazy in respect to, I don't think my distorted eating had kicked in by then, or any of the excessive training. It was all very tactical and strategy based. So I won't go into too much detail because I don't want to bore you with it, but essentially I did a 12-week prep on my own. I was a PT, I was 20 years old, and I wanted to learn as much as I could in as little time as possible. And I also wanted to satisfy my desire of competing in a fitness competition and looking the way fitness models do. So with that, I started counting calories, measuring my food, participating in a strength and cardio-based program. Short of the long is I started learning very quickly how I could, I guess, delete calories and eat X amount of food, and technically it doesn't count. Over that period of time, I also started dropping my calories lower and lower. At the start, I was really accurate with measuring and weighing, and by the end of it, I was scaling everything up. So even if I only had 100 grams of chicken, I'd enter in 120 or 150. So I can't really tell you what my calories were at the end of the 12 weeks because I was inaccurately adding in because I wanted to eat less but justify that I was eating what I should. So I got to comp and I come second. I loved the experience. I had just the best day. You know, my hair was done, my fake tan was done, my body looked amazing. I was really happy with it. And I know that sounds really out myself that I say my body was amazing. At the time, I did not think that at all. But in hindsight, I look back and I'm like, wow, I did a really good job. And I did. But of course, you can't see that at the time. Anyway, after that experience, I decided, oh, I've got to compete again. This is just the best. This is my life. I love it. And I looked up the next comp date, and that was 4 weeks on from my previous comp date. I decided to continue my diet and training exactly as it was. I guess it's important to mention my body fat percentage was 7% at that first comp. I'm not sure what it was by the second comp, but I know I dropped another 3 or 4 kilos in that time frame, and I was about 47 kilos. I'm 5'8", so as you could imagine, I was pretty tiny. I did retain a fair bit of muscle mass, but I was totally depleted. That competition in between the two comps was when things started going a bit hectic. So it was when I had my first binge and purge experience, and I can honestly say I don't know what made me decide to purge or why it popped in my head. I just remember eating a few squares of chocolate, eating a few more squares of chocolate, and before I knew it, I think the whole block of chocolate was gone. I may have even eaten some biscuits, and then I totally freaked out and panicked because I've never detoured from my diet in the whole, you know, 12, 13, 14 weeks, not once. Everything was perfect. Yeah, and I totally freaked out. I think I might have started crying or hyperventilating. And then I just ran to the bathroom and I threw it all up. And I remember thinking that it was such a strange experience. Like, I don't know why I ate so much in the first place. I don't know what compelled me to throw up. It was all just a horrible blur. And I sort of shook it off thinking it wouldn't happen again. It was just a weird little occurrence. Needless to say, it did happen again. It happened probably a few days later and a few days later. I went to that second competition, and I think because mentally and physically I wasn't well, I absolutely hated the day. I didn't have the same excitement that I had the first time. I didn't enjoy the experience. I actually couldn't wait to go home. After that competition, obviously, I decided I didn't want to compete anymore, but I was still so adamant to keep the body that I had attained for the competition. So, not knowing any better, I continued to diet and I continued to train, which fed into feeding my eating disorder. So the bulimia got worse. I hate to say that. I think, gosh, sometimes I purged two times a day, or it got really out of control. And I just remember justifying it. I remember justifying to myself that, you know, I can eat whatever I want and it doesn't count because I throw it up. I can eat whatever I want and it doesn't count. And like, that's just makes no sense. It's not healthy. It's not wise. It's just, it's bizarre how we can justify our actions when we really want to. Deep down, I knew I wasn't well. I knew I was unhealthy because I remember feeling really uncomfortable when people would comment on my body and be like, you look amazing. You're so healthy. Because I felt so guilty. In my head, I'd be like, oh my gosh, if only you knew how unhealthy I was, if only you knew. But of course, I couldn't tell anybody because then what would they think of me? Anyways, that went on for quite some time. When I turned 21, I actually met my now husband, who was right into training and bodybuilding and completely understood dieting. And that was probably the first time I started being around someone who understood my mindset of being set with a diet and being set with training. So he was just incredible to be around because we just understood each other. We just got it. And I'm sure you feel the same way when I comment on that, is that people who are dieting and training don't quite, I don't know, our mindsets are so different to people who aren't dieting and training. In a way that even when you have conversation, you can sense whether someone gets it or they don't. I don't know. That could just be me. Let me know. Comment below. But that's how I felt. Anyway, he was the first person that I saw. He would have like refeed days and he'd be on low calories, say Monday to Friday, and then he'd eat more on Saturday, Sunday, and he'd do a heavy weight session. I think subconsciously this started feeding into my mind because I remember thinking, you know, he's so lean and he's got a really good physique, yet he eats so much food on a weekend and it's totally fine. And I started to trust that maybe if I did that, that I would have the same results. And look, when I share this story, it might come across that these things happened overnight, but these revelations didn't happen. Like, it was a long and steady process. We hit a bit of a crippling point in our relationship. So John and I started living together, and our relationship was amazing right from the start and it still is amazing now. But he caught on to my problems, for loss of words. I remember at one point he told me that I'd end up weighing 60 kilos and I started crying and I started shaking and I went into a panic attack. I think I might have been 50 kilos at the time and I couldn't believe it. I remember feeling so insulted and so upset because I thought he was telling me that I was just going to be fat and overweight and all these horrible things. And all he was trying to tell me is that each year I'd gain more muscle mass and over time I would weigh more. But in my illogical mind, I was just so insulted. And from that, he sort of expressed what was going on in my mind because that was not a normal reaction. And that led into me opening up to him about my mindset. And I don't think I told him about the bulimia that day. I think I just told him about my food restriction. Anyway, soon after, he caught on to the fact that I was purging and throwing up my food. And I remember him saying to me that he couldn't be with someone who was doing that all the time and that I needed to get my act together. And you know what? As horrible it was at the time, it was probably the best thing that ever happened to me because I wasn't enough for me to stop doing what I was doing, but he was, because I knew I had found this ridiculous kind of love that I'd never find again. And if anything made me want to stop doing what I was doing, it was him. So I'm a little bit rough on the details, but essentially I said to him that it's not something I can just stop overnight. You know, I've wanted to stop it for a long time. And just to backtrack a little bit, even before he found out, I remember at this point in time when I did purge and throw up, I'd be crying the whole time because one part of my mind didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it anymore. It was horrible. I felt terrible. But the other part of me couldn't let go. It's like, but you ate the food, you have to get rid of it. And I just remember being in that conflict and it was just so devastating. And then I'd feel so guilty and disgusting for hours afterwards. And then the idea of that would make me not want to eat because I'd be too scared that if I ate, I'd want to throw it up. And I guess that's when some more of the anorexic side of things kicked in because then I'd become afraid of eating. And it was just a really self-destructive cycle and you could be going through the same thing. It all feeds off each other. But what I decided was that if I was going to at least improve on my habits, that I'd need to do something that was going to discourage me from doing it. And one of those things was I said to him that if I make myself throw up, I have to tell you about it. And the reason I knew that was going to work is because I hated the idea of him being disappointed in me. And I know that if I had have thrown up, that he would have been really disappointed in me. So from there, slowly but surely the purging stopped. So it definitely didn't, I didn't make that decision and then suddenly I never threw up again because I always wanted to please. Like it was nothing like that. Let's just say it reduced by one or two or whatever. But rather than associating the purging with at least it's out of my system or it's deleted calories or rah, 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 it turned into feeling good that I didn't have to tell John that I'd done something that I wasn't proud of in the first place. And it also helped me have the strength to stop the binges because I remember thinking to myself, you know, if you have this binge, you're going to have to throw up. And if you throw up, you're going to have to tell John. And if you tell John, it's not going to be nice. And then, you know, that feedback loops started to change. And it also helped, you know, because binges start from that sort of sweet tooth front, that if I did feel bingy, I went to a different sort of food. And, you know, some of you might hear this and go, oh, but you're restricting bad foods or you stopped your fear foods. It wasn't that I stopped my fear foods. It was that if I had have started eating something that I was afraid of, I would have committed to a binge. So at that point in time, it was better if I just did not go near it. Slowly but surely, those sort of reactions dissipated. The purging stopped, the binging stopped. And look, my weight might have slowly crept up, but I was still relatively lean and fit. I definitely didn't appreciate my body for what it was. I always thought I was too big and fat and all this sort of thing, even though I could see muscles whenever I looked in the mirror. I also remember another thing that kept me strong was not going to a bathroom or anything like that after I'd eaten, for a good hour or two because I'd let the food digest. I knew that if I let it digest for long enough that I wouldn't be able to get it back up. So I remember telling John about that too, that if we went out for dinner or anything like that, just if I get up to go to the bathroom, do something to stop me. Just don't let me go because it wouldn't have been for a sincere reason. And he helped me with that, which was really great. So speeding things up over time, those habits stopped. But I started training more and more, and I think that was to counteract the fact that I was eating excess food. Still super clean and all calorie counted, but the training did go up. I did stop calorie counting, and I can't exactly remember why, but I think John and I were living together and were meal prepping and I don't even know, but I was able to stop. I think I just got exhausted of counting all the time, especially when I was repeating the same meals. Like I ate the same thing every day, so why do I need to keep documenting it if it's rinse and repeat? So I could just whip my scales out and know what I was doing. Soon, I think I started CrossFit, and CrossFit changed everything for me, actually. Changed everything in regards to, I was in a community where eating more was encouraged. It's like you need to eat more so you can fuel up, so you can train really hard and you can smash these PRs and get strong. And that mindset just slowly crept in. And then before I knew it, I was eating things like peanut butter and honey on a rice cake before going to the gym. The idea of eating peanuts or nuts in general previously would have made me cry or go into a binge, or like it just wouldn't have happened. But CrossFit also meant I was training heaps more as well. So I guess it was counterproductive, but it helped get me through my eating disorder. I can honestly say that, 3-4 years later, I was not bulimic. I was not anorexic. I had a really good relationship with food that if I went out and ate pizza, it was fine. Like I just looked at it as, well, I'm going to train really good tomorrow. And I didn't have that binging mentality either. I was really in control. I still had guilt though that I probably shouldn't have eaten that and I probably shouldn't have eaten this, but it was nothing that I had to act on. It was just a mindset thing. I'd still roughly try and count my calories in my head. I don't know why. It could just be habit. Sometimes I even do it now and I'm so out of touch with what would be what calorie wise, but I still just attach numbers to foods. So the CrossFit thing happened and my training went really well. I was getting strong, fit, healthy, and still no period. In 2017, I got married. And I'm going to just jump things ahead because I've been talking for so long. I don't want to bore you. In 2017, I got married. So right before the wedding, I did a prep to get really lean and muscly for the wedding. And it's safe to say that I succeeded in what I wanted to. I was really happy with my physique. I dieted. I did a whole lot of cardio. I smashed myself. And again, I justified it all because I wanted to look a particular way in my wedding dress. During our wedding ceremony, John mentioned in his vows that he would like to start a family or is open to starting a family. And previously, that's something we had never discussed. He knew I was infertile and he was totally fine with that, which was awesome. But when he said the idea of having kids, it just something triggered in my head that, crap, I need to get my period back. Like this has to happen. And from there, that was my new goal. It wasn't training, it wasn't dieting, it was getting my period back. I spent the whole of 2018, so I got married in November 2017, slowly reducing training. So I quit my CrossFit membership. I changed jobs. I stopped being a personal trainer. I stopped being a sole trader. I completely left the health and fitness industry because I knew I couldn't achieve what I wanted to health-wise and still be in a gym. That was a big change. And you know what, that year was hard. It was so hard. I felt like I lost myself because my identity was so attached to being that fit, healthy human. And suddenly I wasn't. Suddenly I was just the girl who trains once a day, who was gaining weight and didn't fit into her clothes. And yeah, it was shit. I wish I could say it was amazing, but for the most of it, it was really hard and I didn't like it. There is light at the end of the tunnel because I persisted and I started to see that, you know, it was really nice to go out for dinners and lunches and to have extra free time. And, you know, I started to live a little. But I miss just not having training goals and things. Anyway, it got to the end of 2018. And by November, I think it was, I was so frustrated. I couldn't believe that I was only training once a day, sometimes twice a day, but it wasn't the norm. And no period. And I remember just being so frustrated that I thought, that's it. I'm going to go all in and give up the gym for 1 month. I've had enough. What's the point of training if I'm not achieving anything? And 3 weeks later, I got my period back. So for that 3 weeks, I kept eating the same as I had been eating previously. None of that changed. But my exercise reduced down to walking and yoga once, maybe twice a day, heaps of meditation. I was engaging in spiritual healing as well. So things like Reiki and doing a lot of self work. I got my period back on New Year's Eve. Yeah. New Year's Eve, 2018. I had three periods and then I was pregnant in April. with Kasima. Yeah, so once the ball got rolling, everything happened pretty quickly. I will talk to you about sort of what I did mentally, spiritually, to get in a place where I feel that it helped me recover my period and also to get the strength to stop the gym. But yeah, they're all sort of longer stories in themselves. Yeah, and then in April, I was pregnant with Kasima, and then a whole new world opened up to me again. So I will talk to you about that as well. I just thought I'd give you a bit of a summary about my 6 years of HA. I did go through eating disorders. I did go through exercise addiction. I did have horrible times. I did have incredibly magical times. And I'm here to share all of those experiences with you, as well as what I've learned and what helped me get through, especially with the eating disorder and the mindset stuff. There was a lot of things I did to get my mind to change that I haven't explored in this podcast, but I will in the future. If there's anything that resonates with you from what you've heard, please get in touch. I'd love to hear from you. If you have questions about my experiences, or maybe questions about a friend who's going through something similar, again, reach out. I'd love to talk to you. Thanks so much for listening for the past 20 minutes. Hopefully, you've gotten something out of it and I haven't bored you. And I look forward to speaking to you more about everything to do with training, HA, eating disorders, and, you know, a positive future, achieving what you want to achieve and having the balance. You can have it all. We just need to do it in a better structure than, you know, how we've previously done it. So I hope you're having a fabulous day. Thanks so much for your time, and I look forward to speaking to you in the next podcast episode. Thanks.